Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says to you today, look away from the distractions around you and concentrate on the newness that I bring every morning. Go out in your day and overcome the enemy with your freshness, the freshness of your strength, the freshness of your joy. The energy that I impart to you from the matchless depths of the vaults of my empowerment. My mercy and my grace are fresh gifts, freshly baked bread, ready to replenish and strengthen you, ready to give you bread for the journey, even as the angel found Elijah, exhausted and weary, and gave him sustenance that sustained him for 40 days and gave him supernatural strength to outrun Ahab. That spirit of Ahab is not going to run you over. You're going to outrun him and leave him in the dust. That is your inherent right as an entitled son and an entitled daughter, purchased in my blood and empowered by my spirit, empowered to run through a troop and leap over the walls of impediment that seek to hold you back from your ordained place in my kingdom. I say, you are my child, filled with my spirit, and that's a truth that holds immense power. Don't let temporary difficulties overshadow this permanent reality. My Holy Spirit within you is greater, far greater than any challenge you face. Trust that my spirit is guiding you and will guide you with wisdom and discernment for every decision that's in front of you. As you go about your day, do so ever in a posture of prayer and worship. In doing so, you open yourself to my voice, my leading, and my direction that I would have you take in each and every interaction and turn in the road before you. I will order your steps and I will illuminate your path. Choose as you seek me, choose to accept the wisdom that I grant you and the insight that you need to navigate life's affairs. Choose to be a blessing to those around you. Remember that I'm with you every step of the way. No matter what this day holds, know that my strength is sufficient for you. You can and will face anything and everything the enemy brings because I am for you, and no opposing force can stand against my will. And it is my will to bring you this day into your blessing place. Today, choose to honor me, to be a man, to be a woman of honor. Honor me in your words. Honor me in your actions. Honor me in your attitudes. Let my love, my light and truth shine through you. Remember, you're the head and not the tail. You're the head and not the tail. You are victorious in all that you do because I'm in you and with you. My power is at work, causing you to triumph over every obstacle. No weapon, though it be formed, it will not prosper against you. Walk this day in confidence, knowing that you are strong in the Lord and in the power of my might, says the Father. Now mix this word with some faith. Go to www.fathersheartministry.net. These words, unless you mix them with faith, they just fall at your feet inert. But you want this word to stand up and clothe you and empower you for the challenge that you face today. And one of the most powerful ways to get in maximum faith or maximum unbelief is in the area of giving. Listen, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word like this is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Again, go to fathersheartministry.net. Take advantage of the free resources that are there. And don't forget to visit the donation button. You can also send a check to Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Don't exclude yourself. I get it. that the flesh, when the flesh is in the ascendancy, there comes all this angst about giving. You know why giving creates such angst? Because it provokes unbelief. Take that unbelief and put it under your feet. Use text to give. Text the word profit to 44321 or Cash App $prophetic now or Zelle propheticnow@gmail.com. I am here to be the prophet in your life. I want you to remember that 2 Chronicles 20:20 does not say believe the prophecies, so shall you prosper. It says believe the prophets. Many times people activate and push into the prophetic and they're focused on the prophecy and they forget all about the prophet. Listen, that scripture does not say so shall you prosper because of the prophecies that you believe, but because of the prophets that you choose to believe in. The prophets are here to empower you, to move you forward in your situation until Shiloh comes in your life. This is Prophet Russ Walden reminding you that the sky, guess what? That old sky isn't fallen. The kingdom is coming. God bless you.